We need to constantly keep on top of our supervisors as such. And that said, let's see, here in San Francisco, one of the mightiest and richest cities on the California's West Coast, if not in this hemisphere, they can't afford to have pay toilets, much less allow people the simple dignity of looking for a job. So, one of the participants, Jesus, are you with Power or
with the Coalition on Homelessness in San Francisco?
Oh yeah, that's right, Coalition on Homelessness. That's right. And so, yeah, there were, like I say, there were a number of different organizations down there. So, yeah, tell us what you were working on.
Well, the story for us is that we represent homeless people in San Francisco. We organize and advocate for them. So our main issue today, that's the implementation, the 1 year implementation on Care Not Cash, and the issues that all the different populations that are left behind with this implementation. Care Not Cash only covers people on general assistance, which is the minimum part of the homeless population in the city. And everybody else is left on, you know, outside that umbrella. Let's say seniors, persons with disabilities, veterans, immigrants, and families. There is not a word in this legislation called Prop N about families with children and any other of the such populations.
So there were any number of different constituent groups that both spoke on the steps of City Hall as well as before the Board of Supervisors today. Incredible budget cuts. I think I heard that they're essentially cutting virtually all of the programs for families, which is a real surprise. Families and homeless shelters are massively being cut this year?
That's true. Mostly all the funding that goes into shelters, and emergency shelters and family shelters, has been slashed down. And now we have like around 300 families and almost 3,000 persons that used to live in shelters out in the street. The city says that no, it's not happening, but we know as a fact that it's happening. It happened in the past and it's happening again. Every year we have to go to City Hall and fight to prevent these cuts and try the city to make sense and where they are cutting the funding. You know, because they are letting people out in the street, especially with people with, I mean, families with kids, and I don't think that's right. The city should find another way to fund these programs.
Well, and it's common sense that if most of these programs are so commonsensical, how many different women going through a bad divorce end up homeless with the wife sleeping in a car for perhaps weeks on end? And so this is not the old master race idea seems to be prevalent with the neocons and Arnold, and it's sneaking its way into San Francisco politics too, where if you don't have a job, you're just not one of the elite and you don't deserve to live here. And so the idea of San Francisco setting its own standards and setting its own value, representing Saint Francis, and looking out for those of God's creatures who don't have the cash to prove themselves in the world of mammon, we need to see to it that our common dignity is upheld, and then we can have a city that we can all flourish in. Tell us, get any more specifics about other programs that are being cut?
Mostly all the mental health programs and also the public health programs have been cut. Also the services for families and the child care, legal assistance, and even food banks has been cut.
You know, I think I heard you mentioned health care. Now, I think I remember hearing that City Hospital General Hospital was going to cut the program for dialysis.
That's
and
true.
So, you know, obviously normal San Franciscans who have homes are going to be slammed with that one. If you need dialysis, you're going to have an HMO or figure something out real quick. But if you're homeless and you end up with hepatitis C or B from living in unsanitary conditions, that's a death warrant.
That's true. You know, the city, it's doing all these cuts, but it's not thinking about people in shelters. They are being left out of medical services and even case management. So the people can only access the shelter one night at each time. So they have to go every morning and get a new bed. So they never are able to access services and medical and counseling. And this creates a problem because anybody who stay in a shelter with a crisis, it has to go directly into the emergency room at the general hospital. And that's more expensive than having the counseling before the big crisis.
Well, that's right. Clinics are always cheaper and smarter. You can help people out early and they don't need that emergency care. And if you have a clinic close to your home, clinics in all of the neighborhoods, it saves an enormous amount of money to the city because emergency care is enormously expensive. So those budget cuts are hitting the clinics as well, as everyone knows. But in terms of the homeless, one thing that I've always been aware of with AIDS, you know, obviously AIDS patients need clean conditions because the whole issue of AIDS is they lose their immunity. So they better start living in some kind of clean conditions, otherwise they're in extreme danger. When 9/11 happened, they started shutting down toilets all across the world. Couldn't find a public toilet because the terrorists seemed to have to go to the bathroom too. And so San Francisco's toilets have been shut down for over 3 years now. And they're not really putting together a budget for toilets, yet they're demanding that the homeless use toilets that don't exist. So, you know, there's just an extra burden on our life here. It's reckless endangerment, essentially, for the city to put such a demand on the public and not provide clean conditions.
That's right. See, if the city wants people to use toilets, well, they should be toilets, you know, in each corner for people to use it. But if homeless people don't have access to such toilets, but they're going to go in the street, and then they are cited for that.
Right, and the citations every few months, the court system has such a backlog that they have to throw away tons and tons of cases that were founded upon a human necessity or a biological necessity. Tell us, you know, how we can get in touch with the coalition and how your offices are to be found.
Okay, the Coalition on Homelessness has been around for 16 years now, and our address is in 468 Turk Street. In San Francisco, it's 94103, and our telephone number is 415-346-3740.
Okay, and do you constantly need more volunteers and more people getting involved? Do you have regular meetings where general public can just show up and then find some way to get involved?
We always have open doors for volunteers at the Coalition. We have a regular meeting every Tuesday at 10 in the morning and such address in 468 Turk. And everybody's welcome to join. And if somebody's interested in doing some of the work we do in the community, it's always welcome.
Yeah, yeah. And 468 Turk, that's just it's just catty corner from the federal building on Turk Street.
That's right.
And I think it's between Larkin and Hyde. So,
that's right.
Yeah, easy to find. Easy to find. Hey, well, thanks, Jesus. Anything else you want to add?
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me here.
Oh, no trouble. That's our job. Indie Bay provides real news for real people.